Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Sports Tuesday, terrific Football Tuesday, terrific Playoff Baseball Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight and some thoughts on tomorrow's wildcard games that start before we come on the air at 3 o'clock Eastern, or right when we come on the air at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Two tremendous guests joined us on the show today. You just heard from the whale capper, Drew Densick, whom we love. And we started the hour with the great Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Appreciate the dog coming on today. Oh, and Mark Schlereth joined us as well. That's my bad. Sorry, everybody. Mark Schlereth was great. He works for us. No disrespect.
Sorry,
Mark Schlereth, Mad Dog Russo. Oh, yeah, I apologize, Stink. Stink, Mad Dog, and Whale. It's a hell of a combination there. We want all our listeners and viewers to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And also, like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. And with today's MLB postseason no sweat same game parlay token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager loses. Step up and find your pitch. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Our executive producer, the great Bill Zimmerman, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, our associate producer, Addie Bates, our video producer, Downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvat and our guest at this time, the great Brad Evans, on Twitter, at Noisy Huevos. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. What a win.
Yeah, we will talk about your Cubbies game two tomorrow in a second. Femi and I both bet the Cubs. We absolutely loved it. Now, you're, what, like 52 or 53, right?
I'm actually 93. I look exceptionally young for my age.
But that's just, you kill my joke. You're like 45, right? You're a couple years older than me?
47, to be exact, my friend.
Oh, all right. So I gave you a compliment just now. Femi, pop on here also.
Yeah,
so
you.
Curious if you guys
what
have
up?
Had this. So I think one of the most, not actually, but something that's really frustrating that every human experiences, I think, is when you think you're going to sneeze and you're trying to like get the sneeze out. And you lose the sneeze, right? So I would say for me, over the balance of my life, I'm batting probably 750 in getting the sneeze out. Way more than half the time I get the sneeze out. I don't lose the sneeze. Over the past like couple weeks, including at the end of the interview we just had on with Drew, I can't get the sneeze. I'm losing the sneeze. Am I dying? Like, what's happening here? Like, is this normal? Like, do you guys lose the sneeze more often? Do you get the sneeze more often? Brad, first word to you.
I have been remarkably consistent with my sneezes over the years. I know the phenomenon that you are talking about. I have endured and experienced that a few times in my life. Honestly,
a few times.
I thought you were going to go, hey, have you guys ever had a colonoscopy before? Those aren't very fun, getting a snake in your rear end. I thought exactly that was the road you're going to travel down. So I was a bit surprised with the sneezes bit. I have not gone full Sammy Sosa, though, and landed on the DL with a harsh sneeze.
I would say for me, it's not necessarily the sneeze. It's more so like the burp. Like sometimes, like, you know, you drink a carbonated drink, have a nice little beer or whatever. Like sometimes you can't get the burp out. I've never had the trouble with the sneeze, but I'm assuming your sneeze knows that you need to wage your tane. That's why I was kind of staying inside. But I've never really had like issues with like getting out the sneeze. It's been kind of more so like the burp. It's like, I want to burp. My stomach is very bloated. I need to burp to give myself some relief. And like maybe within a half hour it comes, but yeah, pretty annoying.
Why did you think I was going to talk about colonoscopies?
I was trying to read the room, and I just thought for sure you were going down that route. I was fully prepared for it. I've never had one, believe it or not. I just poop in a box.
True or false? Brad Evans is the bald freak.
100% true.
I honestly... I think that it's like capital B, capital F at this point. Colonoscopy, a poop in a box. What was the line that you said about the colonoscopy? I thought you were going to ask about a blank in the blank. What was it?
A snake in the butt.
A snake? Brad, what's like your best bet for tonight in the world of sports?
Let's go the diamond, guys, on the late night tip. Miguel Andujar, one of your favorite categories in Major League Baseball. Give me the over on 1.5 HRR, also known as his plus runs plus RBI, also known as here. And I like him quite a bit. The plus 120 number. He's done this in three of his last four games during the postseason. Batting 333, the 1,061 OPS against Blake Snell in his lifetime. He is 4-for-13 with a double. And also a guy that really tees off against southpaw pitching. Batting 389 this season with a 986 OPS. Snell could be a rocky road, though he's been pitching better at times here late. 2.25 ERA in his last four and a sub 2 ERA at Chavez Ravine, but I think Miguel Andujar, the former Athletic, gets the job done on the hair at plus 120.
I still don't really like you said. You want? I was reading the room, and I thought you were going to ask about a colonoscopy. I'm not sure how like that's the conclusion that you.
Of all the
I just,
things,
I don't know. Brad, have a great show tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, buddy.
Blake Snell under 15.5 outs. Go Reds. I'm out.
Brad Evans joining us on the show. Jake, pop on here. You see how Brad Evans arrived at the colonoscopy answer?
Kind of. It's a very weird and scary road, but since you started with the age thing, I can kind of see it. Very marginally, kind of.
The age thing was just like, it was just a joke.
I wouldn't have went there, but
I like how I've somehow worked my way into being like Vito Spadafore 7 minutes into the segment. Like, guys, it's just a joke. It was a joke. And he's talking about, all right.
Yep. Snakes. What was
I like had something to, oh, so here's what I want to do for our crew. I need everyone to participate here. Then we'll get to the bets.
You want them to pop on?
I'm thinking about, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Or just like type. Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking for the crew. I'm thinking about, it has to be placed at BetMGM. You have to do this at BetMGM. I'm thinking about the crew member that earns the number one spot on the power rankings. I will Venmo, out of my personal money, $20 every Friday to the winner. And you have to place it on a bet at BetMGM. Whatever bet you want. And then we log it in the ledger. And so that's the payoff for being the number one crew member of the week.
Tyler says
how does
in.
Everybody feel about that?
Mike Brown sounds like he's in. It says, win Nick Costos' money.
Well, Mike, in order to win Nick Costos' money, Rob Pozzola needs to be on video this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Jake would like a belt. Okay, Bill says 100%. So there we go.
Okay. All right. So that's how this is going to go. Tyler's asking my kid, why would I kid about this? It's for show content.
Get the competitive juices flowing here. BetMGM's got some great offerings, you know.
Yeah.
Baseball season coming up.
Yeah, so right now, I just want to set the stage right now. Bill Zimmerman is the front runner. He booked Mad Dog Russo on the show today. Bill is currently number one on the power rankings. So you guys are going to have to knock Bill out of the number one spot in order to potentially win Nick Costos' money this week.
And every Friday is when we decide. That's when we decide every Friday who the winner is?
Every Friday.
Perfect.
It's like Addie's been doing a great job. She's been cutting awesome promos. Honestly, I would say Addie's in second right now. Addie's currently next from Bill to win Nick Costos' money this week as the number one crew member on You Bet.
Is there a booby prize for the last place person?
Yeah, you have to, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. Let's drop the dope ass beat, please. All right, how are we betting Dodgers-Reds tonight, Femi?
This is a tricky one here, because I've been searching around in many sports books, and BetMGM, funny enough, has this market that is out there, and it's for the series over on the 2.5 games being played, but I kind of want to bet Reds first five, so that's what I'm going to end up doing. I believe the Reds are going to win one of these first two games. Of course, they have to do that to get a game three out there, but with Hunter Green on the mound, give me the Reds in the first five. I don't trust Blake Snell. I kind of pick up what the Bald Freak is putting down with the Snell on the under for the out, so I'll take Cincinnati best price plus 165 in the market. Give me Cincinnati tonight in the first five to get it done. I actually think they're really live to pull off this upset tonight and put a little bit of scare in the defending World Series champion Dodgers.
I bet the Dodgers to sweep. So I'm in on the Dodgers to win tonight. I would very much like for it to happen. Femi, anything for you in the WNBA game tonight? Game five, do or die, aces and fever. Winner advances to play the Phoenix Mercury in the finals.
100%. Yes, I like the Las Vegas Aces. I will lay 8.5. I'm looking right now in the market because this game doesn't tip off till 9:30 Eastern. There's some eights that are out there. I'm going to lay and wait. Let's be patient with the one. We might get 7.5 because usually these decisive games, think about game sevens in the NBA or big games in college basketball, unders tend to get bet. The under has been getting bet throughout the last couple of days here with this game. I think that's going to compress the point spread a little bit to where maybe there's a 7.5 by the time we get close to kickoff or tip off, I should say. Las Vegas Aces, they got the best player. I think they're going to end up winning the title. Asia Wilson, she has been carrying this. Is going to get them to the finals, and I think they're going to beat the Phoenix Mercury, which I didn't think was going to happen before the start of the playoffs, but here we are.
Okay, and Major League Baseball for tomorrow, the two games that are starting early, the Tigers and the Guardians, the Padres and the Cubs. I'm going to bet the Cubs again against Dylan Cease. We don't have a starter, I think, officially named for Chicago yet. Bybee and Mize is the Guardians-Tigers matchup. I will bet the Guardians tomorrow. So Guardians and Cubs for me in the first two games tomorrow, Femi.
There we go. I think Kitteridge, I believe, is going to be the starter for Chicago. So Dylan Cease versus Andrew Kitteridge will be the potential matchup. But that's what's listed on the odds boards, and I'm seeing at ESPN as well. So it sounds like it might be a bullpen game here for the Cubbies. Not a great spot for them, but I do like Chicago to pull it off. I like them to win the series. Of course, I'm going to like them in game two.
All right. So maybe I won't bet the Cubs. I don't know. I'll definitely bet the Guardians tomorrow to extend that series to a game three. All right. That does it for the Terrific Football and Playoff Baseball Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. I get to go home and watch the Yankees against the Red Sox now, which should make me happy and excited, but I am filled with dread, even with the Yankees holding a 1-0 lead. So hopefully the Yankees can get this done, up 1-0, put all the pressure on the Red Sox going into Game 2 coming up tomorrow. And tomorrow is a wonderful football and playoff baseball Wednesday, and that is when we will talk to you next, dear listener and dear viewer. So on behalf of Femi and our crew, I am Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go, Yankees.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.